Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast. It's a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999, and that was a long time ago. The clock is ticking down on the time to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that timeless number is 888-723-4630. Quack, quack, quack. You heard it.
And before, yes, you did, and you didn't do anything about it when you heard quack, quack.
So, ooh, by the way.
Yes.
I should have warned Betsy, and it's my fault. I ran out of wireless mouses, so if anyone calls in, the prize is a brand new prize. It's a eBay lunch bag, eBay brand lunch bag.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I'll try to get more mice, but I.
Oh, man, that would be so good. No, I love that.
Yeah, these are great.
Okay.
You know, they got the foil insulation inside.
Yeah, the
whole
schmear.
You can seal them up, put all your food in it, and go for a little picnic.
Get on your bike and go for a picnic. Before we go to the phones, because we have Lupe waiting on the phones, my advice for the entrepreneur number 217 today.
Yeah.
Social media may be robbing you of your profits.
No.
Seriously. How much time do you spend checking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest? You probably click on them without even thinking, and that's what my tip is about today. They did a big research project, shows we go to them subconsciously just to see what's going on. It's your gateway drug eating away at your bottom line. So here's what you do.
What?
You want to take it off your taskbar. You know, your icons.
Yeah.
Remove all your social media links from your desktop, your taskbar, and bookmarks toolbar. Because you've made it too easy for these sites to steal your time. Check social media only twice a day. For example, once at lunchtime and once during your afternoon break, and set an alarm. It's easy to get sucked in. Somebody who never gets sucked in is Lupe from Reston, Virginia. Hapa Chico on eBay. Hey, Lupe, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Griff. How are you? Happy birthday. I think you're going to hate me because I was listening to the archives, and I totally share your comment about vintage, the utilization of vintage. But being from the fashion industry, and I'm talking about high-end couture, and this is where a lot of misconception comes with the utilization of vintage. When we're talking about couture and the fashion industry, we're talking about items that probably were custom-made. Most of them will go like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. It was one of a kind. That's couture. For those type of a designers, vintage is considered 1 year old. And that's what I think it created the entire misuse on the fashion industry. When people say vintage, it even couture. You know, everybody comes in and types couture. That's not what it is. And I think we can do a better job on defining the terminology in eBay. What is considered vintage and what is couture?
Because good luck with that.
So couture is something that was made custom.
Right.
Like it fits on, they fit it to a movie star. They fit it to somebody.
Yes. That is couture. Very high exclusive garment. Right? And that is couture. And I think what happens today, like I get overwhelmed. When I go in and try to find merchandise sometimes, the misutilization of the word vintage. When you, like I said, when you're talking about clothing, vintage on high-end merchandise is 1 year. Why? Because it will never be reproduced again. You know what I mean? That's why it makes it vintage. And we're talking about Chanel, Louis Vuitton, very high-end things, but oh my God, you go into eBay right now and you type vintage, a given name, and you will get things from, Kmart. It's like, really? And so I think that's what is creating a lot of confusion on the fashion industry. For me, it is. I get overwhelmed when I go in and look for merchandise and I see all the stuff and people posting things that they have no clue. And remember we discussed this before, just because an item, and we're talking about couture high-end merchandise, an item sold for an X amount of money, that was one of a kind. It doesn't mean because you carry that same brand name, it's going to sell for the same item. And that's where it gets very, very tricky. And that's when an educated seller, an educated consumer comes on board, right? And so for me, I don't like to have complaints or returns from customers. So I'm very, very careful on the items that I sell. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I totally agree with you, Griff, on the when you were saying that you get frustrated with the people using that word vintage, but my God, they go and pick it up as vintage just because my grandmother had it. That doesn't make it a vintage, right?
Well, yeah, you could say, Griff, I may be wrong about this. I should let you talk. I think what Griff says is that if you put vintage 1950,
but
it's okay.
Here's the other thing. We have a keyword, right? We have a parameter that we can select the era, right? So I don't see the redundancy of putting it on the title, right? And if I go in, for instance, I look for items that are made specifically from France, vintage French stuff, whatever. And if I go in and put French, I get items made in China for 99 cents. Even though I selected the category vintage, you know, that's the only thing I want to see, made in only the United States. I still get items for 99 cents. That's not what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a lot of improvements that we need to make on that area. And I have already said this before, my previous call that I was telling you, where people go in and post items on a given label, because I totally agree with Chris. If you're selling items with a label, brand name label, it's going to sell on eBay, right? Don't come in and try to sell something that it's all your brand and you think it's going to make money on eBay. It's not going to happen, because that's what makes eBay different from the rest of the competition. Mm-hmm. You find unique items, and like the Barbie doll that you just were talking about, that's what makes eBay very unique. We're not Amazon. I'm not sorry for saying that it was. Or any other Etsy. We're not Etsy. If you come in and you try to do custom made and everything, that's not what it is. I am personally frustrated because I know that we have the parameters that we can select the era, and I don't see the redundancy of having it to put it on the keyword on my title. And even if I do, it still gets confused with the rest of the massive posting from people that claim the item is from such a given era. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why I don't have that many returns and I don't have that many bad feedback.
What about when you put vintage style 1950s?
Yeah, but
no, the style,
still not vintage, style, right, Griff?
That's the whole point. You know, I consider that keyword spamming. You're using the word vintage, but it is not a vintage. Vintage to me is a privilege, right? To me, it's something that it is vintage. So
yeah, but wait, I'm going to start, but I need to, because Lupe, you're making my case for me. If when you're describing an item and you're putting words in a title, one is looking for precision in description so that it's accurate, it's relevant, and it actually means something. The word vintage alone is meaningless. And you've just proven this to me because you have your interpretation of it. Somebody else might have their interpretation of it. It's a meaningless word. I'm going to go right on eBay right now. And if I search eBay, all of eBay, on the word vintage, let me tell you how many items have that word in its title. It is one of the I'm waiting for it to come up. Right now we have, it's taking a long time because there's so many, 16,451 112 items. Over 16 million and a half items on eBay that are using this word. Vintage, yes. I'm gonna stick with this. Vintage alone is a meaningless word. It does not indicate anything.
What about what I just found?
What?
Vintage Baume and Mercier men's 14 karat gold watch.
What is it telling me? I know it's a watch. I know it's 14 karat gold. I don't know what the word vintage is telling me. It's, I can assume something, but assuming something about the definition or the meaning of a word is always dangerous.
Now, they've put in their item specifics, year of manufacture, 1990-1999.
And that should have been, if they're going to use the word vintage, that should have been right after it.
After
it should have
the
said
word vintage.
Vintage indicates a time, a year or a date or a time, duration, or period. This was made...
My question to you, Mr. Rip.
Yeah.
So if I select the category on my item specifics, 1980, 1990, whatever period that I'm selecting, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they also help me to my listings, right? Not necessarily using the year, because like you just said, it can be from 1991 to 1993. Most people are not going to go such and such design in 1991, 1993.
Right. Right, but they're going to look if that if it matters to them, if it's provided as an eBay supplied item specific, it's going to be in the search refinements on the left hand side, so that someone can say, "I'm only interested in items that were made during this period of time," so they can search this vintage alone.
Because I'm happy when they did that because that helped me.
Right.
But the period, where if it's 2 or 3 years, I know that I can select that specific era.
Right.
Because I didn't want to use the years on the title because, like I say, unless, when we're talking about...
So, Lupe, thanks for your phone call. I think the discussion about the word vintage will continue. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up next, today's last segment of our eBay Radio Tuesday show. Join us.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 404.
As an eBay seller, at some point, you've probably been guilty of falling in love with your stuff. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Doc Customer Service. He says, get out there and sell. Don't collect.
If you're serious about selling on eBay and selling your items, you're going to sell and not collect. Seems so many people are trying to build their inventory instead of selling their items. Get out there and try to sell. A lot of inventory is not a good thing. If I had my way, I would like to have zero inventory because that means you sold everything.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
So check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You can go to ebayradio.com and click past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio Archives.
Yeah.
Then find Seller Events under Seller Resources. Click on the event's name to see all the details. Griff and I are going to read those for you right now.
So let's go. There's a lot. Let's do up to 15th of April. We'll never get all through these.
Okay.
So April 4th, 2017, which happens to be today, Tuesday,
yay,
starting at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen at the Santa Fe College Northwest Campus off of L01 in Gainesville, Florida. The topic will be selling on eBay for fun or profit, and the instructor is Dana Crawford. Now, Dan has done something really interesting. I want to take a little quick moment because I advise other people to do this as well. With the demise last year, the unfortunate demise of the education specialist program, Dana, who cannot be stopped, she has continued her education utilizing the Meetup platform. So her meetups are more class-like, and she's doing really well with those.
Yeah, so and she goes to different cities in her area.
Like she's a smart woman.
Georgia and Florida.
Yeah.
Very smart. Of course, we've always known that about her.
That's
then
right.
On Griff's birthday tomorrow,
yay,
Oregon eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Portland, Maine Post Office in Portland, Oregon. And the topic is product sourcing and procurement.
Also on April 5th, Wednesday, tomorrow, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. is the Central Florida e-commerce group meetup. It's occurring at the Sons of Italy Lodge and number 24041. It's a pub, really.
Ain't you got no pride? Go
yeah,
to
right.
This.
What's the matter, you? Deltona, Florida. And the topic is taxes, I assume, because you're going to meet Jennifer from TaxJar.
Then on April 7th, Hershey eBay Group Meetup is happening from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hershey Public Library in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The topic is group networking. Look for the eBay sign.
Have you ever been to Hershey?
I haven't.
It smells delicious.
I want it right now.
You will lose your mind.
Take me there.
April 8th, the Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen on, that's a Saturday, from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. It'll happen at the Kyojin Buffet, it's Nabu, I don't know what that means, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The topic is guaranteed delivery and other awesome eBay news.
Ooh, sounds like Japanese food.
I think it is, actually. Yeah. You can go to the front desk at the Kyojin Buffet and ask for the eBay location of the eBay group, and someone will point you in the right direction.
Then on April 12th, 2017, the Chicagoland Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup. That's from 6:15 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. The topic, Skype presentation by Mark Gorland from Rode, plus removing active content and optimizing your listings for eBay Mobile.
Yeah, those are great. Okay, one more.
Oh, this is the 13th. Go ahead.
April 13th, the Greater New York City eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen. That's from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library, the Columbus branch. It's in the basement community room. That's in New York, New York. The topic will be writing the perfect eBay listing, and the speaker is the wonderful friend of eBay Radio, Kathy Terrell, and she knows her
and
stuff.
And you talk about a gal who knows her stuff and is doing everything she can to promote herself and teach others. It's Kathy Terrell. I mean, that woman is, she's amazing. She's amazing.
So we're about to go into our first phase of building community pages for meetups and for eBay Radio.
Yay.
We hope to have something by the end of the year, fingers
yay
crossed. But in the meantime, if you need to find or you want to locate, conveniently locate a meetup group in your area, you can always check the voicemarketingradio.com page under Seller Resources, Seller Events, and you can get there by clicking on the link on the player as well. and see what's coming up in your area and contact them and go to a meetup. Just go. You're going to have such a good time. You're going to meet great sellers. You're going to learn stuff. You hopefully have some good food if it's a restaurant. You come to the one in the Bay Area. I cater the one that we do here from the nibblies I get at Costco, and it's actually pretty damn good. Our salmon, I put out salmon and crackers.
Ooh.
It was gone like in 10 minutes. It was like a horde of locusts just descended on the buffet table. You could hear them buzzing.
So, and so when is your next meetup?
It's the last Tuesday of every month, so it'll be the end of April, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about that one.
Yes, I love them. I love them, love them, love them.
Good show today, Griff.
Thank you.
Again, a lot of good content.
I agree.
And so it's your birthday eve.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow's the birthday. Anything in particular you wanted for your birthday?
Yeah.
How about world peace?
Well, world peace would be nice. Closer to home, I can't wait for Howie to make some progress on his prosthetic just for his own peace of mind.
And that's your wish.
That would
for
be
your
my
birthday.
Wish is that Aww. He can start using his new
That's love.
Fancy schmancy leg. Oh my heavens, these
Is he nervous
are so...
about it? Is...
I don't think he's nervous.
It just takes
I think
a while to get used
he's
to
He's trying to build up his strength and he's been sitting for a year and it's not easy. So, but he's working at it. He's doing
Is
his
he
best.
Going to rehab for that?
Yeah, we couldn't go this morning, but it's three mornings a week at the prosthetic place. There's a great guy there and he helps keep him, not only show him how to use it on the parallel bars, but also he's really good for his motivation because this guy's a really nice guy and he, you know, he's very positive and he's good for that.
Well, happy birthday, darling. Have
Thank
a
you.
Good one.
I will. Thank you very much. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. And we will be live on Thursday, April 6th. Join us at 11 a.m. for Ask Griffin Lee. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.